And if a child got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have.
Or he
should not have, or well, shouldn't have as well.
Or using the word ought, you'd say.
Ought not to have done.
Okay.
Come out of the Episcopal prayer book there.
Huh?
I said that comes out of the Episcopal prayer book. We've done those things which we ought not to have done. But I think I said that he shouldn't have.
Uh-huh.
Probably not ought not to have.
And say if you were doing something that was hard work and you were doing it all by yourself and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you.
Gold bricking, you mean?
When you get through working, you tell them, you know, instead of just standing there, you know, you might
have helped me.
Okay, say the whole thing.
Well, instead of just standing there, you might have helped me.
And if I ask you if you'll be able to do something next week, you might say, well, I'm not sure I can do it, but
I'll try, or I might be able to.
Did you ever say I might could do it?
No, I wouldn't say that.
How does that sound to you?
Oh, well, I hear it all the time. You'll find a lot of it. It's quite a common, I might could do this, I might could do that, but it isn't something I would say. But then again, you see, you're getting an educated person
mm-hmm.
who's had a lot of that washed out with soap out of them, you know, so forth.
And
no, I wouldn't say I might could, but a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
Some that should be well educated.
You'd say I'm glad I carried my umbrella because we hadn't gone half a block when it
began to rain.
And you'd say
or it poured down.
Okay. You'd ask someone, what time does the movie
begin?
You say it must have already
or start. Must have already begun, or it's already started.
And you'd say that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But last year my neighbor
climbed a mountain.
But I have never
climbed a mountain. I don't say climb.
Who says that?
You hear it. Among the people that I regularly see in a social way, and my friends, I won't hear this, but also there are a lot of people that come, for instance, the plumber, the carpenter, the laundry lady, and all these, and I'm the kind that just happens to like to talk to people, and I'm always talking to them, and I hear all of this language, and I talk to the people, our farmers down there, for
mm-hmm.
instance. If you really want to talk to some, I can get you some good white farmers down there that are...
Yeah.
Okay. I've got a couple of good ones.
How far away is your land?
About 20 miles
mm-hmm.
from here. It's just south of here.
Well, that'd be kind of far away, though.
From Beaumont, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, Charlie can find you some good ones that are in town, but our farmers that are all down there that work for us,
uh-huh.
and these are people with very little education. Most of them say a high school education, but a good country high school education, which is not necessarily a very literate education.
Mm-hmm.
It's a... If those two terms can be used together.
You have mainly cattle down there?
No, this is really mainly rice farming and soybean farming now.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be cattle, but we've turned... This is the one just my husband and I own.
Mm-hmm. How many people does it take to...
Well, we have tenant farmers.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the farmers rent the land and get the water from us and then give us a percentage of their crop.
Mm-hmm.
And these are quite substantial people. They own their own equipment. They have all kinds of tractors and trucks and things like this. But they're products of our local high schools
mm-hmm.
right out of, say, Winnie and Hampshire. And this is right down, just 20 miles
mm-hmm.
south of here. It's 20 miles south of where we're living, probably 15 miles south of the city limits.
Well, it'd still be...
Oh, it's still, it would still be within the same linguistic
mm-hmm.
area. And on this farm, I can take you to Mr. Johnson, who is a good Cajun and absolutely illiterate. Can only write his name. I don't think he can read anything. He
mm-hmm.
can't even read numbers, I don't think, because when he has to call us, he has to get someone else to dial the telephone. I'm serious. On the other hand, all the rest of the people that work for us are pretty substantial citizens. Not
mm-hmm.
well educated, but they're pretty prosperous farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
aren't so much working for us. They
mm-hmm.
they are our